So there's this terrorist wannabe named Abdullah, and he likes Mrs. Doubtfire. This is not a joke. This is just the sometimes very odd reality of the world we live in. You see, when Robin Williams died last week, a blogger named Alex Horton got into an online conversation with that young man. And Alex Horton, once you started chatting with him online, did you find out who this person is?
Not much more than his profile suggested, you know, for very obvious reasons. This guy is an Islamic State supporter, so, you know, he's not too keen on letting the world know where he is and who he is. So I had to, after a few conversations with him online, in the public, I had to reach out to him on direct message just to pry some more details out of him.
And what were you able to find out?
I was able to find out through some conversations. It was sort of like a give and take. You know, he knew that I was in the Army a number of years ago. You know, I deployed to Iraq in 2006. So there was a bit of a conversation about that. So I had to give up some of that. You know, what I thought about the war there, the escalating bombing campaign in Kurdistan. But I also found out that, you know, he was just a normal guy. He was from the West, just like me. You know, he boxed when he was a kid. And, you know, the funny thing that everyone seemed to like was, you know, he's a movie fan, just like I am. You know, he talked about Mrs. Doubtfire and Jumanji, and these are films that I watched over and over again on VHS tapes as a young kid and growing up in Texas. So we started to find some things that we had in common, much less than things we had in difference.
And do you know where he was actually when you were communicating with him? I mean, was he in Iraq, in northern Iraq? And once he was done kind of talking to you online, he was going to go pick up his gun and deal with some people out in the street?
Well, he's one of thousands of what I call critical nodes in the Islamic State system. You know, they're not fighters on the front lines. They're manning Twitter feeds and Facebook pages and other social networks to spread propaganda, you know, whether that be a decapitated soldier in Kurdistan or a public works project in Syria. You know, they're all about spreading the message. So Abdullah, he's not a fighter. You know, he wants to go. You know, personal matters, he told me, have prevented him from going to the front lines. But he wants to go there someday. But for now, he plays a very critical role in the way the world sees the Islamic State.
So, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, some people allied with Abdullah clearly disagree with him on Robin Williams. I saw a woman in California sent you a tweet saying, "You're tweeting with evil tonight, I see." So were there voices, other voices who had a problem with you even corresponding with an Islamic militant?
I really don't think they had a problem with me corresponding with the militant. I think it was more, you know, me personally as, you know, an Iraq veteran. You know, I think it was just this very strange view that, you know, if people who are aligned with the Islamic State or Al-Qaeda or other terrorist groups, that they're simply monsters. And it's not the case. You know, they're very brutal. They've been killing civilians. They've been executing thousands of people. And it's, you know, unspeakable violence that should face worldwide condemnation. But we're taking the wrong view of people that, you know, have backgrounds and they love Robin Williams and they laugh every time they hear the run by fruiting scene and Mrs. Doubtfire. Like, these are the people that share the same backgrounds and same loves of art that we are. So it's always been a mistake historically to underestimate your enemy or to see them in the light that's less than humane. They are our enemy, and I've never strayed from that view. But we can't view them as some kind of this evil cartoonish force that's taking over Iraq. You know, they're supported by some Iraqis for a reason. They're supported by a lot of Syrians for a reason. And, you know, this is another step in evaluating why that is. And I think it'll help, you know, if we ever have to confront them on a larger scale, it will very much help to understand their motives beyond, you know, this evil taking over the world.
Yeah, I mean, one could look at your conversation with Abdullah as a random, odd kind of melding of minds about Robin Williams. But the way you're talking about it almost makes me want to ask you, could the conflict in Iraq kind of come to an end through an appreciation of Robin Williams, an appreciation of American pop culture? Am I kind of like fishing too far out there?
Yeah, you're fishing too far out there. I mean, this is – Robin Williams isn't going to bring an end to anything in Syria and Iraq. But understanding that people have motivations beyond terroristic violence is one way to start. Because, you know, the message we're sending when we talk about the Islamic State as unapproachable evil, you're giving them a power that they shouldn't have. So when we see them as people more than monsters, it takes away some of their mysticism. It takes away some of their power over us. They're taking territory and they're convincing people to join their cause because of the fear they produce. So if we take away that fear, that will be the beginning of the steps that we need to take care of this kind of extremist violence.
Alex Horton is an Army veteran and a national security blogger. Thank you for your time. Greatly enjoyed speaking with you.
Thank you.